Hi, this is Mike Swanson of Wall Street One. I've got a really special guest with me today. I got Jeff Pierce, who runs the website zentrader.ca. How you doing, Jeff?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you doing, Mike?
Well, I really wanted to talk with you because last time we talked, you talked about bonds, and you're someone that's been getting the market right because you've basically been short now since the beginning of the month and making some money from this decline.
I'm sorry.
When I talked to you last time, we were talking about bonds, and you were thinking that they would go up, and they certainly have. Today, as we're speaking, the TLT is actually trading at a new high for the year, which is pretty amazing, you know, to think that interest rates have fallen this slow, but it's what's happened. What do you think is going to happen there? Do you think this breakout can last, or bonds can stay at these big levels?
Well, it's actually an all-time high on TLT. That's the trading instrument that I follow. Bonds have an interesting story. People have been wanting to call a bubble in bonds since back in 08 when it made a huge move from the mid-70s up into 108, I believe. I just look at it like another chart. And as long as it continues to make new highs and it continues to break out on a weekly basis, I don't see any reason why this, contrary to logic and what I think the majority of people think, I see no reason why this can't continue up. I mean, back in 2009, when it had a significant correction, and again, people were saying that this is the bubble and bonds has burst. And I looked at it. If you actually, and it makes it really clear if you look on a monthly view, and you can see from 2009 to 2011, it basically had this giant base, and then it broke out in 2011, made new highs. And then it basically spent the next year basing, and it's actually doing, from a technical perspective, everything correct. The lows of 2012 of this year are essentially were the highs for 2009. So it found support at previous resistance, which from a technical perspective, that's exactly what you want to see. And now that we've taken out the 2011 highs, we should be good to go for a little bit longer, and then maybe we'll pull back and retest the up to 2011 highs, which were resistance, and then they should become support.
Yeah, I'm looking at a chart right now, TLT, and you can see it's gone sideways since September till now, and it's broken out. So it's like you're saying, it's made a nice base. It's just breaking out of it now. And typically, you know, in the past several years, when bonds break out like this, they can go up, you know, 2 or 3 months. That's what they did last year. They went up from August to October when the market corrected then, and now they seem to be doing the same thing. So
The last time we spoke, it was bonds, I think, were right around 117 or maybe 115, and they were heading down. And I felt that we would come back to the previous resistance, which would have been the support, which it did. And then I thought the easy trade would have been getting back to the previous highs. Now, I thought there was some risk for maybe forming a double top. But seeing how we've kind of blown right through those previous highs of last year, as long as we can close, and I think this month is fairly significant because when I'm looking at the monthly chart that I'm looking at, I really want to see that candle close above the 121, 122 level. If we had a serious reversal this month, and for some reason we even had a red monthly candle, then I would think that I would be looking through a bearish set of glasses with TLT, because maybe we could form a double, like some sort of double top pattern. But right now, you know, things look good. You know, as long as the pullbacks, you know, if one was looking to enter this, I would buy maybe some intraday pullbacks with a tight stop and just really watch this trade and see how it develops over the next month.
Well, the other thing about bonds, too, is, you know, the past couple of years, there's been, like, this risk-on, risk-off situation that comes from institutions and hedge funds where everything kind of goes up and then everything goes down. And the bonds kind of trade opposite to that. So when the market has a correction, money kind of goes out of the market into bonds as a safe haven. And we saw that last year and in the year before, too. And I kind of suspect that something similar going on right now. You know, the market's been correcting for a bit here, and I don't think, you know, I don't see a sign of a bottom yet. So it could just be that these bonds keep going up until finally the stock market correction comes to an end. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, that's a good point, and that could be a good way to kind of confirm the move in bonds is. As long as the markets remain weak, and especially as long as commodities remain weak, investors will be looking for somewhere to put their money to where they can sleep at night. I mean, we do have a lot of macro issues around the world. We were discussing before the call, and you know, I'm not that smart to be able to interpret how these are going to affect the markets. I don't like to predict what the markets are going to do. I would rather trade with what the markets are doing. I have my own proprietary timing signal that I use on the general markets, which tells me what, you know, whether or not I should be positioned long, short, or on the sideline. And right now it's firmly in the red. So as long as that remains negative, I will remain short the indexes and long on TLT.
Well, let's flip and look at the broad market then. What are your thoughts on what's going on there? And I know you do lots of work with the NASDAQ in particular.
Well, I believe that that's the index that leads, technology leads the markets. Generally, they come out of a correction, leading the market as well. So my timing signal went negative on the 11th of May. But I think there was something also very significant that happened on May 1st when, you know, I like to use the 60-minute chart, and I like to use the RSI. That's one of my favorite indicators. And a lot of people, when the RSI moves into the 70 level, they consider that as like overbought. But I actually view that as a sign of strength, and generally strong buying begets more buying. So when it moves over that 70 level, it generally means that the market's going to continue on in that direction. And when that doesn't happen, it's a clear tell that there's something wrong. So on May 1st, the NASDAQ tried to make a multi-week high, and it reversed instantly. And it had negative divergence on the RSI. And it just, that was a period of time where Apple was struggling to maintain that huge earnings pop that it had. Priceline was failing to make new highs. So the leaders that were basically propelling the market and keeping it afloat were really struggling. And I actually really felt that was a key incident that the markets had really put in some sort of a top. And I was watching my market timing signal very closely. And as I said, on May 11th, it triggered a short. And the markets have been falling ever since. And I added to my shorts yesterday. And, you know, now we need to see how we behave when we get to the recent lows to see if maybe there's going to be some sort of double bottom. But I suspect that this market is just going to continue to sell off.
What makes... I kind of believe the same thing, but what makes you think it's going to keep selling off?
Well, number one, my timing signal is negative. Number two, there have been many, many more distribution days on the markets over the past couple of weeks. I don't have the chart in front of me, but I think I remember there were like 10 distribution days to like one accumulation day. So, you know, the big boys are selling. And then another key gauge of health that I really focus on are like I keep a list of really strong stocks that have been breaking out, and you know, I've got my scans that I run nightly. I'm seeing nothing. In fact, I've been eliminating, I try to keep a watch list of the strongest stocks in the market, and I've actually been eliminating probably a couple of those each night, and like I said, I'm just not adding any new stocks. So generally when a market bottoms, when it's starting to bottom, I start to see a few strong stocks popping up in my scans, and I'm seeing nothing right now. So I see no reason to be a hero and try and guess when the market bottom, you know, is occurring, and jumping into these stocks prematurely, because you can get significantly hurt trying to do that.
Yeah, I think that's good advice at this point. Well, as we wrap up, can you tell people where to go to get more information from you?
Oh, yes. My website is zentrader.ca, and on there I focus on, I try to do videos a couple times a week highlighting what I see. I offer a free timing newsletter where I basically send out an alert the moment that my timing signal issues a buy signal, a sell signal. And you, like I said, you can just sign up for that at zentrader.ca.
Well, thanks for taking the time to talk to everybody, and hopefully we'll do a follow-up interview in the future, and the situation will be a little different by then.
Yes, we will do that, Mike. Take care.